This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an encounter with an outspoken film character.
Nowadays, you go to jail for the stuff we used to do back in the day. You know, there's a difference between child abuse and whooping butt, you know, and I'm pretty good at whooping butt. And my kids, I didn't let them get away with nothing.
First this, the Justice Department uses the term criminal aliens to refer to people who cross into this country illegally and are then convicted of other crimes. There are tens of thousands of them in state prisons and county jails across the country, costing hundreds of millions of dollars a year. The federal government is supposed to pay these costs. The argument goes that the feds should have kept the aliens out in the first place. But it doesn't pay all the costs. Arizona's governor has sent an invoice to Washington demanding federal dollars to help. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Step through the gates of Central Unit at the Arizona State Prison in Florence with Deputy Warden Madeline Perkins.
All right, we're going to go through.
Voices echo around the maximum security cell block. It's how more than 300 inmates communicate through the bars of their open front single cells. In English and in Spanish. A number of these inmates are citizens of other countries, here mostly from Mexico. And like any other inmates, the state of Arizona pays for their care. Warden Perkins.
What we provide, naturally, the basics, the food, shelter, medical attention. We also provide work programs for the inmates as well.
The federal government is supposed to reimburse the state for their care. It's a program called SCAP, the State Criminal Alien Assistance Program. The program began 10 years ago, but in recent years, Congress has cut the funding way back.
They put the law in, and they don't put the money behind the law.
That's Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano. In her invoice to the Justice Department, she laid out almost $118 million in costs over the last year and a half. Criminal aliens make up about 10% of the state's prison population. California and Texas have similar percentages. And every state has some criminal aliens in its custody. Arizona houses an average of about 4,000 such prisoners at any given time.
And when we started adding up that times our average daily cost for an inmate, which is a little over $53 per day, times 365 days a year, it begins to add up very quickly.
Last year, the federal reimbursement program paid Arizona a little more than $17 per inmate per day instead of the $53 the governor says it actually costs. In this year's budget, President Bush proposes killing the program altogether.
It just seems bizarre to me. He needs to remember where he came from and the problems that governors of states like Texas and Arizona have on a daily basis with the failure to provide compensation for these real costs out of our treasury every day that we have to pay because the federal government is not paying.
But the White House counters that it's approaching the problem in a different way. Spokesman Taylor Gross says the money would be better spent preventing criminals from entering the country in the first place.
The administration believes that the federal government should focus its efforts on reducing illegal immigration rather than diverting scarce resources to reimburse states and localities for the cost of incarcerating criminal aliens.
Gross says the president's budget plan, by focusing on tougher border enforcement, would eventually bring state costs down. This isn't the first time the administration has proposed cutting SCAP. It's tried every year since 2001. Congress, with bipartisan support, has continually reauthorized the program anyway, but it has cut funding.
Kathy, would you ask me? I'm sorry.
Back in Florence, Arizona, most people agree the state should get all its money back. But at the LBN, a local Mexican restaurant, cashier Luis Lizarraga wonders if there's another solution.
Send them back to their countries. Right? What do you think?
In fact, the courts say a prisoner has to serve their time where they committed their crime. As soon as their time is up, however, deportation proceedings begin. But Governor Janet Napolitano is also pushing another little-used provision in the SCAP program. If the government won't reimburse states for the full cost of incarceration, she's asking it to transfer the criminal aliens to federal prisons. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.